BlakeRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G.
Hi, everybody, this is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
And you're tuned in to the, what was it?
Hey, everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
And this week,
Wrestle Talk Radio.
A bunch of a-holes.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Bunch of jackasses standing in a circle.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Anyone knows who you are.
The Omega.
You believe they call us criminals when he's assaulting us with that haircut?
Heartbreak Mike.
Check out for you.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
He says he's an a-hole, but he's not, and I'm quoting him here, 100% a dick.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
WTR Sunday Night.
They're all idiots!
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You're listening to that music because the beast incarnate, Brock Lesnar, returned, but not to the WWE.
Well, he will soon.
He will soon. So, we actually have UFC to talk tonight, and then we talk wrestling. So, we get underway. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Yeah, that happened.
He sounds bitter because you have a better Pokemon than him.
Fuck off.
Rattini is good. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And at the head of the table, scratching his head at why he's doing this with a bunch of dorks, is the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I've only been scratching my head for, 12 years now? No wonder I'm going bald.
Stop picking dorks.
It's hard because the only people that really,
Tim,
you know...
you're echoing.
Pay attention to this stuff happen to be kind of dorky.
Ah.
No offense.
No, none taken. I can hardly defend myself on that one.
Nope.
Did you know that if you go searching for a Pokemon, you could find a dead body?
I heard that.
What?
Seriously, someone was searching for a Pokemon, and they found a dead body in the river in Wyoming.
By me.
In Wyoming. So, Pokemon Go, everybody.
They found a dead body.
Go find the dead bodies.
Did he get, killed by a train?
No, it was Rob.
Blame Rob.
Oh, wait,
that's famous? Rob.
I don't know. Just trying to get away from Tim saying they got murdered by a train. Anyway, hi everybody. Welcome to the show. What,
have you never seen the movie Stand By Me starring Will Wheaton, the guy that tweets to me all the time?
Yes, I have, Tim. I'm just moving on.
Here, let me pick up that name you dropped.
Did he tweet you, one time, twice?
No. We tweet back and forth on occasion now on Twitter. He's a hockey fan.
Oh God, Tim found a hockey fan.
A hockey fan, celebrity, and he was on a Star Trek show.
Oh, yeah.
So when Fire and Ice 7.0 returns, he will get Will Wheaton to be on the show.
Well, it won't be called Fire and Ice.
Okay, it'll be the hockey show.
Possibly just call it the hockey show. Why not?
Hockey show 7.2 with Tim Stein.
7.2. That's the version, hey?
It's better than Vanguard 1. Right, Omega?
Vanguard 1?
I thought we deleted this from our memory.
Apparently not.
By the way, you can go to wildtalkradio.com, click on the little banner on the front page or below the chat room, and you can experience the Final Deletion riff style. It's available now.
It's back!
It's back.
I just thought I'd throw that in there because you've been tweeting it all fucking week.
Has it been driving you insane, Tim?
Absolutely not.
No, not really. No.
No.
No. But it's back, WTR Riffs, for a special occasion. We did the WTR riff version of the Final Deletion, and we'll have a trailer commercial for it later in the show.
Will we?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, all I hear are sirens all over the place all day long.
Why, Tim?
I don't know, but they're fire trucks.
Did you set a fire somewhere?
I didn't set on a fire no place. I swear to goodness.
Sure, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Somebody's lighting off fireworks in the wrong place again, I think, maybe. It's Stampede Week here in Calgary, so it's known as the Great 10-Day City Drunk Fest.
Have you taken part?
No. I've had my fill of Stampede, especially when I was younger and my old man was still kicking around town running radio and TV stations, and my brother was working at a radio station. I would be there from 8 a.m. until 1 a.m., splitting my time between two different radio station booths, helping out, and not getting paid for it.
You seem bitter about that.
Well, kind of buggered up my summers, really. You start to think about it. And I didn't get paid for it. Okay, there's the active word, Rock.
That's why I said you sounded bitter.
I didn't get paid.
You didn't get paid for it.
Wouldn't you be bitter?
Very much so.
Yeah, so, there you go. Kind of bitter, sort of.
How many years ago was this?
Well, it doesn't matter how long ago it was. It lingers, because goddamn Stampede comes around every goddamn year. To the person asking me what radio station, my old man used to run CFCN radio and television here in Calgary, 1060 AM on your AM dial, and my brother Mike used to work at CKXL radio, 1140 AM. And that's right, I was stationed at the XL Fun Bus. The good thing about that was I got to meet a lot of celebrities.
Like who?
Howie Mandel, who really is a bit of an airhead in real life.
Okay, who else?
Do you guys have any knowledge of a TV series called Trapper John MD?
No.
Okay, basically what that was a spinoff of MASH, the TV series. And what they did was they updated it, and they got a different actor to play Trapper John McIntyre.
Okay.
Okay. What TV series did I say?
I don't even remember.
Trapper John?
Yeah. So, anyway, I can't remember the name of the actor that was on MASH, but they got a guy named Pernell Roberts, who was, like, in his, like, 60s or whatever to play Trapper John. So they fast-forward to the 80s from the Korean conflict. And he's now working at this hospital, and it's an hour-long drama, and it's a hospital drama. They had this character called, her nickname was Ripples, Nurse Ripples. And back in the late 80s, the reason why her nickname was Ripples, she was big-boobed and they jiggled. And they made a point of making sure that that got on the camera because, well, you know, it helped with the ratings. But yeah, they called her Nurse Ripple. She was played by an actress by the name of Christopher Norris. Why her parents called her Christopher, I'll have no idea, but she was hot. And she is the only celebrity I've met in my entire life that caused me to be tongue-tied because I was just, I had a mad crush on her.
So anyone else?
Let's see, who else did I meet? Well, a lot of people. Just a lot of celebrities.
So two celebrities, and you're saying it's a lot of people.
Well, no, there was more than that. It's just those are the two that stand out immediately. I mean, I've met Rich Little, Bob Hope, Bill Cosby, and I don't want to talk about it. Just a lot of those, a lot of, you know, people who were like big names back in the mid 80s. And then rock and, you know, like, rock bands, Def Leppard and a whole bunch of other guys. Think hair metal bands and shit like that, Poison and everything. And that was working at the XL Fun Bus because, you know, like, that was a, rock and roll, the number one rock and roll radio station here in town. And of course, naturally, they sponsored all the concerts that came to the stand to play during Stampede. And they'd all come and they'd do like interviews and stuff like that. So I got to rub shoulders with those people.
Name dropper.
Kind of cool. Yeah, I'm a name dropper. What can I say? You asked.
I know. Does it just set up that one clip?
Does it count?
Yes, it does.
I don't know. You asked. I don't know that it counts. I mean, I'm just not like working these names in here just for my benefit. You asked. Doesn't count. Can't call me a name dropper.
Name dropper.
Stop it.
Name dropper.
I said stop that. Anyway, make it official. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, Brock Lesnar made a big triumphant in-ring return, and it wasn't professional wrestling. Omega, the UFC had their 200th pay-per-view last night.
Which makes about two I've seen.
And why did you watch the first one?
Ronda Rousey.
There you go. Can you blame you? Well, I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, I wanted to see a Ronda Rousey fight, and I had a spare 30 seconds.
And that was the one where she lost the belt with that kick to the head.
I don't remember if it was that one. I don't know. That one I didn't actually see.
Oh, you didn't see that one?
No.
Wow. Dude, that was a hell of a fight. That was a hell of a kick.
I believe it. Knock her out. I'm sure it was.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to last night's fight, Brock Lesnar, apparently it was going around that if Brock was somehow victorious, it would be considered an upset. The guy that he was fighting was a big dude, but shorter with a shorter wingspan. And
it was almost a foot difference.
It was, yeah. But then again, he was almost a foot shorter, wasn't he?
I don't know. I remember the stat because they, like, the commentators went, look at the reach advantage. Oh, yeah, those are numbers.
Big numbers.
And so one number is bigger than the other number.
Yeah, I can't remember what the difference in reach was, but it was fairly generous. And of course, naturally, my stream kept giving out right in the middle of the fight, so I didn't actually see the rest of it. So, Mike, I don't know. Did you watch UFC 200 last night?
I didn't, but one thing that I can say after I saw the press conference, I'm looking at Mark and I'm looking at Brock and I'm sitting here and I'm like, what the hell has Brock been doing? Like, he's showing up in this three-piece pastor Creflo Dollar looking suit and here comes Mark. It's like, eh, fuck it. I'm descendant of Samoa Joe. What's up? And I'm like, Brock and these ham hocks. And I'm like, Brock has really trained for this fight or this is just how he is in general. I did not see the fight, but heard it was a good fight.
Well, what little I had a chance to catch, I don't want to say I was surprised because I don't think personally Brock should have been considered an underdog. He didn't look rusty. I mean, that was the first thing that I noticed is it did not seem to have any rust on him whatsoever, at all, Omega.
I didn't watch much of him when he did fight, so I couldn't say, but he, he didn't look sloppy or anything.
How much of the fight did you watch?
No, I watched the whole fight. I mean,
okay.
You know, aside from connection giving me issues and stream cutting out, etc.
Sounds similar or familiar. But yeah, no. see, to me, it wasn't a surprise that Brock walked out victorious. And something tells me that's not the last time we're going to see him in the UFC. I think possibly he might wind up possibly start going to deal with Vince and, what's his name?
Dana.
Thank you, Dana White, where he's all of a sudden the latest two-sport athlete.
Yeah, because a friend of mine told me, hey, guess what they did? I don't know. What did they do? They were advertising for WWE SummerSlam. What?
Yeah, that's right. They actually played a couple of commercials last night for SummerSlam, and of course, naturally, Brock was in at least one of them.
He was in the one for 2K16, which was surreal.
Well, 2K17, actually.
2K17, thank you.
I just thought I'd correct you.
But, yeah, just to see, like, UFC, why is UFC? Okay, I get this is cross-promotion. This is one of the things they had to do to get Brock.
Yep.
It's still weird.
Well, it was kind of strange. But, yeah, I just expect we're going to get a little bit more of that here and there. And we're going to see Brock on a few pay-per-views here and there. Because I think that he's really wanting to prove some kind of a point and try to recapture the UFC heavyweight title belt.
You see this, Vikings? You could have had this.
Would that be something? Brock wins the UFC heavyweight championship and then shows up at a WWE pay-per-view event with the belt?
Oh,
and
Jesus
then wins the WWE title?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Would he show up at UFC with a WWE championship title?
If Vince can make money off of it, yes.
Because you know that Vince would have some conversations with Dana about using the UFC belt.
Oh, yeah.
And Dana and me say, well, you're not using the real one. He says, oh, we'll get a replica.
Oh, and no garbage cans. Strict no garbage can policy.
Yeah, that would have definitely be a caveat in any agreement. So yeah. Anyway, so that was a fun fight last night, and I don't watch a lot of UFC, but I will tune in if GSP is fighting because he's an entertaining fighter and he's Canadian. Ronda Rousey, well, because it's Ronda Rousey. And of course, Brock Lesnar, because it's Brock Lesnar. Otherwise, I'm not really that into the UFC. However, last night it was a really stacked card, at least it seemed like it. The entire pay-per-view. It was just really enjoyable if you're into combat sports. I'm a little old school. I'm, you know, traditional boxing, but, what's his name? Just kind of sort of soured me on boxing. What's his name again?
Don King.
No, not Don King.
No.
Don King is kind of like one of the reasons why you tuned in to watch a boxing spectacle. What's his name? He just retired. You know, the guy, the featherweight that beat up Big Show.
Oh, Mayweather.
Yeah, that's it. Mayweather, yeah. His fight with Manny Pacquiao, and he, after the fight when he wins, and he's like, you guys are all bitching. You wanted to see me box. I boxed, and now you're mad because I boxed. And he says, well, no, that's not why we're mad. You stood there with your fists in the defensive position on either side of your face the entire goddamn fight. You didn't do nothing. So, and there's just no colorful characters anymore in professional boxing. Too bad. Oh well.
Not anymore, anyway.
Yeah, not no more. Oh well, what can you do? Keeping with Brock Lesnar, I guess his opponent was, I missed SmackDown, but I guess his opponent was named for SummerSlam at SmackDown.
Well, his SummerSlam opponent was announced.
His SummerSlam opponent.
Uh-huh.
On SmackDown, his SummerSlam opponent was announced. How did I say that wrong?
I'm not entirely sure. I was, because someone else messaged me at the time and I was trying to listen and type at the same time and I failed.
There you go. Yeah, men are not natural multitaskers. Women are not good, not dudes. Speaking about working, how much video editing do you have to do this week, Omega?
Considering I still have to make sure all my videos get out on time while I'm away.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, my little vacation didn't last very long.
That's too bad. By the way, thanks for the advice and input yesterday. That was much appreciated.
I don't know how much or how helpful it was, but you're always welcome to it.
Well, you know, it was good advice. It wasn't a lot because I didn't ask for a lot, but the results should crop up on the interwebs within the next, maybe a couple of weeks or so.
Mm.
So you'll get a chance to see what I'm doing video-wise.
Right.
Anyway, back to what we're talking about. Randy Orton named Brock's opponent at SummerSlam. Is this a good move? Is this, you know, Randy's coming back from injury. Obviously, he'll be there for the draft on July 19th, I believe it is. But I don't know. Will we see him before that? Will we see him right after that? Is he going to fight before he matches up with Brock?
Injured again.
Is this a smart idea? Mike, go ahead. You chimed up, so you take the lead on this one.
To me, no, because I mean, if it was 2003, 2004, yes. Legend killer. Brock Lesnar, a legend. Now he is. All right, cool. Guess what? I'm going to kill you because you're a legend. Now, they're giving Orton desperate moves. It's like, hey, what do you want to do? You know, you can't miss any SummerSlam because, hey, you won the world title at SummerSlam. So we got to give you something. So we're going to give you Brock.
I don't think anyone is given Brock.
Okay.
Yeah, Brock is the one getting fed.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Brock, lunchtime. You're getting Randy Orton. Randy is not the right choice, to be perfect. Like okay. I don't.
Just because he hasn't been around for a while, or because can hang with Brock?
No, I think he can hang with Brock. I just think that I don't think he wants to have Brock Lesnar's return match.
Ah, there you go. Okay, right there. Omega, your turn to chime in and talk about this one.
Not sure anyone wants Brock Lesnar as a match, period. Not if you have, you know, kids and, a retirement plan and all that.
And a third wife.
Well, third wife, are we counting all the fictitious ones that keep changing?
Yes.
Okay, he's up to like 14, I think.
Fake wives.
It's the same wife. She's a Time Lord, so just keeps changing bodies.
Apple was a rolling stone.
Kind of sort of like perfect, on Viv on the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
I'm perfectly fine with Randy Orton as an opponent for Brock. I don't really see it as, well, they're looking to give Orton things to do. I look at it, well, they're trying to book the biggest matches for SummerSlam that they possibly can. If you look at the WWE roster, Brock's gone through some of the biggest names that they had.
Yeah.
And even a couple small names here and there just for the hell of it. Just so he has someone to beat up at a house show or something. Orton's like one of the big names, one of the biggest names that they have. Then he hasn't actually wrestled since his return.
Uh-huh.
We've gone through the Roman Reigns. We've gone through the John Cena. Need something new. Need something fresh. Some exciting match.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then pretend like they didn't already have a match 14 years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I'm pretty sure I heard someone promote it as the first time ever. Like, no.
The first time ever this year. Yeah, forget that little caveat.
The first time ever in 2016.
There you go.
I saw the clip. Randy Orton got his brain F5'd out.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, never mind what I was thinking. Because I was trying to think something, and it just wasn't there. So, ignore the fact that I just said.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Get the train back on the rails here.
Okay, so Randy Orton facing Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, and I think that's probably just a case of, Randy's back, so it's the big news. But everybody else that could be a suitable opponent for Brock is already in a program. They're going to be tied up. You're going to have Cena AJ 3 at SummerSlam. Roman Reigns is going to be involved somehow with the heavyweight title, one way or the other, because don't forget, this will be after the draft.
Mm-hmm. Clean or dirty.
God damn it. But from what I heard, John Cena is going to be the face of SmackDown Live, and Roman Reigns is going to be the face of Raw Live?
That's what they were saying, but that was really before the numbers on Roman came in about his house show draws not being exactly what they wanted.
And here's the thing.
Came before steroid.
That's the number one issue right there. The banned substance is amphetamine use. As far as drawing at house shows, do you really label that entire thing on Roman? Because you got to remember, they do six or seven matches at a house show.
Yeah, but
is it on everybody?
He was the thing is that he was the headliner at the bigger venues. And he was drawing worse than Dean Ambrose led shows at the smaller venues.
And people are showing up in droves because, Dean Ambrose is the main event. Let's go.
Well, keep in mind, that's the way the business is always run. You can talk all you want about, Savage and Steamboat having the best match at that WrestleMania. No one came for that match. They came for Hulk versus Andre.
Yep. As was pointed out so eloquently by Al Snow to, well, a mutual friend of ours that we know of as Spud when they got into a disagreement over that one. Back, I believe that was 2010 that Al Snow was on the show.
It's been a little bit.
It's been about 6 years, yeah. So, and we still have that clip of Al Snow just really letting Spud know what was what with that. The entire sales of that show was, is it going to happen? You know, the body slam that shook the world. So, yeah, I don't know. The fact that we're talking about Roman is going to be in the main event picture, the title picture for a while to come, kind of sticks in everybody's throat. Let's face it. He's still not, you know, the most popular face on the roster. I would have to say that, you know, full time, it's got to be Dean Ambrose is the most popular guy on the roster right now. I mean, am I wrong?
Hmm. The question is got to be or need to be. He's got to be the face or does he need to be the face? Dean Ambrose.
Well, answer your own question, Mike.
Well, because, yes, I like me and Omega said, as soon as he cashed in. So that happened. That was a thing. Thank God. WWE did something right for a change.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Before you go any further than that, WWE, thank God he cashed in. They put the title on Seth. Seth won that match.
Right.
So the fans were happy right there.
I think the fans were happy because it wasn't Roman anymore. They didn't care.
Title. Well, at the same time, when Seth held the title, was he not over as the champion?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, Omega?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite over as champ, right? So, and he was the type of heel that you love to have as your heel because he was entertaining. Yeah, you want to boo him, but not because he sucks, because he's so good at playing the heel, the bad guy. And it was entertaining and fun, and it was a great thing going. Roman was like, oh, man, we don't like you. Go away. Whether that's fair or not. But now they decided, okay, Seth gets the win, but Dean's going to take the title and by cashing in. Did they need to do that? Or could Seth have kept the title? Yeah. Yeah. Provocative. Make you think. Think about it.
Wow.
Kind of at a loss there, Mike?
A little bit. Not because I really got to think about it.
Okay. What do you think, Omega?
Eh.
You're just happy that it's not Roman anymore.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well,
I think the Bray Wyatt approach, anyone but you, Roman.
There you go. And yeah, the Bray Wyatt approach, that was just basically Bray verbalizing what everybody was thinking.
Yeah, and then WWE visualized their opinion of that and completely squashed Bray.
Mm-hmm. Which is, yeah, too bad. What can you do?
Anyway. Well, apparently wait for him to get busted. That's what you can do.
Much else you can do about it, so. But, apparently Vince McMahon's coming back to Raw tomorrow night, guys. Are you excited?
We've had so many McMahons on TV lately, it's another to the pile at this point.
At this point, it feels like it's piling up. Of course, this is part of the storyline. Tomorrow night, apparently, he's going to evaluate both Shane and Stephanie. And even if he doesn't announce the decision, he will make his decision. And I got a funny feeling that, let's see, when is the draft? July the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a Tuesday night, which is the debut of SmackDown Live. I think if Vince makes his selection tomorrow, he'll say, yeah, okay, I've chosen, and I'll let you know next Monday on the 18th who's running what.
Yeah, that'd be the easy way to do it. Tune in. You'll find out.
Isn't that great marketing, though?
It is.
You stop. You think about it. Well, come on, Vince, tell us. Yeah, I'll tell you. Next week. Tune in. Find out. God damn it. Now we got to watch Raw next week. So, anybody want to guess who's going where?
Yeah, at this point, I have no idea what they're even thinking. It's hard to even wager a guess.
Okay. I have a prediction. This is not a guess. It's a prediction. Are you ready? Stephanie gets Raw. Shane gets SmackDown for a couple of reasons. Not the least of which, when was the last time when we saw Triple H on TV, either wrestling or as a member of the Authority or somebody from the office of WWE Corporate?
Before WrestleMania.
Not before WrestleMania, at WrestleMania.
yeah.
Right? That's the last time. We haven't seen Triple H since. Why?
Since he lost the title.
Well, part of the reason, okay, is he's busy with NXT, sure.
Oh, yeah.
But another part of the reason, and this is not storyline. Excuse me. God damn it. Real life, the truth. Triple H and Shane McMahon cannot stand each other. They despise each other. And to keep the peace, Triple H is staying away from Raw and SmackDown until this gets taken care of. And Shane gets shuttled off to SmackDown so Triple H can come back to Raw. You watch the week after the draft.
But you mean Triple H won't work Tuesdays?
Triple H won't work Tuesdays.
He will never work Tuesdays.
Nope. So this is my prediction. We will see Shane running SmackDown. And the other reason I have to say that is because I got a little bit of insider information. Not going to tell you where it came from, but my sources, I guess you could call it really reliable because it's coming from somebody within. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to name drop.
Keep telling you, Joey Numbers is not a real guy.
I wasn't Joey Numbers. It wasn't Joey Numbers. But anyway, at least I didn't kick Stan. So. Sorry.
Mixing my references now.
Well, let me see if I can totally bugger that up, but not right just yet. We'll do that later. That being said, everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm that Canadian guy, the one and only Tim Steiner, along with the Omega, and of course, Heartbreak Mike. We're going to take our first time out. We're going to come back right after this. Don't forget, you can catch us on TuneIn, absolutely free on your mobile device. Download it, search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can listen to us wherever you are in the entire world. That being said, we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Broken, you start questioning your faith. I have a voice that is my savior. Hates to love and loves to hate. I have a voice that has the knowledge and the power to your fate. I hear voices crying. I see heroes dying. I taste blood that's drying. I feel tension rising. I hear voices in my.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were fandangling, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what'd you pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it?
You're great.
Great. I love these picks. Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why did I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel O'Brien yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get along with Bob? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl trick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my guns?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
when you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were four and four. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait. Damn. I think my mind, I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain.
I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This Thursday, July 14, on The Rack.
Another thing, too, the Iron Man match. You seem to be very familiar with the business, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Iron Man match. That was a no-no. Vince didn't want to do that at all.
Right.
Forget it. Forget it. Two little guys for 1 hour? Come on, forget about it on a pay-per-view. I really convinced them. It took me a while, but they did it. And my God, that was so good. I was sitting in the audience. I wanted to feel that moment. And I was actually crying how much I enjoyed that match. You don't think those two kids were happy after? Oh, my God. That's something I'll never forget.
Hear the entire interview with Pat Patterson, Thursday night, July 14th at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Hey,
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining us live. Those of you listening live, thanks for listening to the archive, for those of you who can't listen live. And I got nothing aside from that.
Bravo.
Thank you. So are you guys paying attention to the Cruiserweight Classic?
Trying to keep spoiler free, but other than that, yeah.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I have not paid any attention to it at all.
Oh.
Am I a bad boy?
No. No.
It's perfectly fine. Like, you can go into this very blind and be perfectly fine with it.
Like, okay.
There's only two names that would really be familiar to you unless you know, a lot of international indie circuits.
Mm-hmm.
Which, unfortunately, I am not quite up on that, but I think that's also why we had the, episode. It's basically, preliminary, just to get you up to speed on who some of the people are, some of the stories that led them to where they are, and some of them have some really good stories behind them.
Because, yeah, I've got absolutely no reference to talk about this at all, so I'll let you two handle it.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to see the whole special, so I'm a little bit behind. I will tell you, Brian Kendrick and Tajiri are back.
Thank God.
The Brian Kendrick?
The Brian Kendrick. The famous teacher of Eva Marie.
Is he going to be running around in his body stocking again?
I hope not.
The answer should be an emphatic no. That's all.
The one that stood out to me was... T.J. Perkins.
There was, for some reason, that name just jumped out at me when I was looking at the bracket.
He basically, wrestling saved his life.
Uh-huh.
He started wrestling at an early age, and then something went downhill for him, and he went homeless. He was homeless for a while, and basically wrestling got him where he needed to stand on his feet. And basically, to me, T.J. Perkins is like Mr. Eat, Sleep, Breathe, Wrestle. That's what I see. Because his story is just so incredible. And he's a cool guy.
Very important thing, being a cool guy.
And then I'm looking at Jesus Christ's bracket. Oh. And then I saw Cedric Alexander. I was like, oh, God. Oh, I know PWG is like, oh, so many people. Rick Swan, met him in Baltimore. Johnny Gargano, Ciampa, Zack Sabre Jr. If nobody has seen Zack Sabre Jr. wrestle, I watch him. He's so technical, and his technical wrestling style is so fluent. And just to see Tajiri back in the ring, oh. I'm hoping Tajiri and Kota go at it. That would be a good match. Hmm. And then you got the brother. You got the brother of Daivari. What is his name again? I totally forgot. But yeah, the Daivari's brother is actually in here too. So I just got to find it. But yeah. So
the bracket just still says Daivari.
I know, which is very bad.
That could get confusing. Like, I know it's his name too, but...
It's not the same Daivari.
Not the same Daivari. Daivari 2.
Daivari 2.
The Revenge of Daivari.
Oh, no.
There's nobody on that listening to Hassan.
Oh, WWE. Why?
Because that's just the way they are.
I know. But I will say that they used Tajiri really well when he came back. They were doing a video of William Regal reuniting with Tajiri. I thought that was pretty good.
That was good.
They kept that alive. Good job, WWE.
How long is this going to be going for, this tournament?
I'm
not actually sure.
Neither am I. We just got to see.
I'm going to guesstimate.
Yeah, I'm looking at...
I'm going to guess 7 episodes. Well, let's see, 7.
I'd say 10.
Yeah, because if we're looking at like, yeah, because I'm thinking like 4 matches per show here.
Yeah, I am too. I think one on each side.
Okay, so I was looking at like 12.
Hmm. There you go. Okay. We'll see.
I don't know. Like, I think there's like, it's hard to say.
It is.
It's like 12. It's like 12 or 13 of the last one be only like three matches. So the finals would have like a big build up package for both guys.
So with all of these guys on that list from that image that we have the link to, is there one that you each want to pick as a potential winner? Or would that be a little bit if you actually said something, you'll potentially give something away?
No, because there are three possibilities. There are three people I want to see win. One is going to be Akira Tozawa. Jesus Christ, that guy. Zack Sabre Jr. And I got to stick with the hometown boy, Rick Swan.
Okay.
Omega.
Outside of the guys who used to be in the WWE, the only name that I remember seeing anything from was Kota Ibushi.
Four.
Yeah, I couldn't even begin to pick just even one off that list because, again, I haven't paid any attention to what's going on with it.
I know. The last time I saw anything from Tajiri, he kicked the brain matter out of Asuka, which was bizarre to see. But then again, I've also seen him wrestle a little girl, so Japan.
That's just not right.
Anything can happen in Japan.
Japan is a weird country, man.
Something of those damn cherry blossoms. It gives off a hallucinogen, I swear.
Dude, I've seen some of the things that they have in vending machines on the sidewalk.
Okay, a lot of that shit's illegal now.
Okay.
But Japan...
Go ahead.
I've seen crane games like you'd find outside the grocery store, or... Like, I've seen those with, like, girls' panties and little eggs that you had to grab.
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Japan is the place that invented the live crab vending machine.
Oh, God.
But then again, their vending machines also have way cooler toys than the little plastic spider rings you get out of ours.
All right, then. Well, that's all historic, I guess. Hey, speaking about history, did you know this past week marks 20 years ago that Hulk Hogan turned on WCW and helped form the NWO?
Oh, if anyone wanted to feel old today.
This would do it 20 years ago. My goodness. What did this do? I mean, like, sure. Whose idea was it for Hogan to turn heel?
Money.
Money's idea.
Vince Russo was...
A bag of money walked into WCW's offices and said, hey, guys.
I want to go with Hulk, but only if he becomes a bad guy. That's what the bag of money would say.
And then you get more of me.
Which basically wound up happening. Yeah, NWO for the longest time, until it started getting supremely cheesy, was the driving force for WCW, wasn't it?
Well, to the point where they were cross-promoting everything with NWO.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like every event was WCW and NWO presents.
Well, that was part of the storyline, wasn't it? NWO.
Part of the storyline, but no, you still had WCW guys feuding with WCW guys. You didn't have anyone feuding within the NWO.
Yeah, not at
all.
It's
not like it's its own promotion. It's just a lot of guys.
Yeah. But how big a deal was this for professional wrestling as far as the Monday Night Wars and Vince ultimately winning, the Monday Night War?
To see wrestling's here, professional wrestling's hero go to the dark side. That
cookies.
Yeah, it must have either had cookies. Never mind. It was like, oh my God, Hulk Hogan's gonna do. Oh my God, he sold his soul to the devil.
One of the biggest moments in pro wrestling, completely spoiled by Bobby Heenan.
Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, which side was he on?
Right.
Oh, coming out, Hulk Hogan's like the real American hero, and he has to say, well, whose side is he on?
It was WCW's version of why Triple H, why, you son of a bitch.
I forgot about that.
The Monday Night Wars, it was hilarious to me, because it was like, anything you can do, I can do better. Hey, Hogan, got a question. How much does it cost to take you to the dark side? Oh, I don't know. Give me some money. Cha-ching. All right, what do I got to do?
Give me money.
Here's a blank check.
Oh, God. You know what? I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, kind of sort of that's somewhat what happened, sort of, with Hogan having creative control and the final say on everything he did.
You're right.
Here, and we got this thing called Thunder in Paradise you get to star in.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
That was a thing.
Dude. Sorry, had to. It was there.
It's cool.
Oh, and right as you turn yourself into the biggest villain in the entire industry that you pretty much created the modern incarnation of, we got this role for you. You get to play this guy in Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain. It's going to be a huge movie.
God, how stupid was that?
that was the fourth of those goddamn movies.
That was just really bad, that's all.
Now I'm going to go watch this whole NWO thing. Oh, goodness.
Just real comic book stuff, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Like, 20 years.
Yep.
I feel old, completely old. No, fuck.
Blame Omega, because he said now to feel old.
It's fine. I'll be 26 I'll be 26 on Saturday, so I don't care.
God, now I feel old. Wait, never mind.
But it's like 20 years, it's like, geez, man. And to think it's like a lot has happened in 20 years in wrestling in general. It's like, okay, 20 years, NWO happened. Mick Foley won the title. The Rock was born. This was just, I think that was the peak of, hey, I put my stamp on this. What do you got, WWE? And WWE was like, crap.
It was the dawn of realism in pro wrestling, where it was very comic book. You had very colorful characters. You had very silly gimmicks. And, you know, you can point to things like, you know, like Doink the Clown and the Mountie and the Goon and all these like over the top and really bizarre gimmicks they were giving people that was basically just a costume and a name with no substance behind it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like thunder to me.
Well, you turn around to WCW, they weren't doing any better with Ludwig Borga and Terra Rising. But you bring in Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. It's like, okay, those names sound real. Oh, they're coming to, they're doing a hostile takeover. That's a little bit real. And you actually find out that, hey, the modern audience doesn't want cartoon. They don't want live action comic book. This is new. It's edgy and it's interesting. And we start seeing, you know, The Rock. We start seeing, you know, more serious things like the corporation as storylines. You know, and, you know, even the stuff that we have that's real, you know, that's real gimmicky, like The Undertaker, got super dark. We're sacrificing people now on Raw.
They had to really stoop that. They had to really stoop that low to do it. But, I mean, you had to do what you had to do. You know, like the Monday Night Wars, you had to pull all the stops. Meanwhile, Paul Heyman is like, suckers. But I really can say that the Monday Night War, if it wasn't for the Monday Night Wars, a lot of things wouldn't have happened. If it wasn't for Hulk Hogan being in the NWO, probably in my opinion, one of the best heel turns ever in professional wrestling. Because it was something you did not expect. Until Bobby the Brain Heenan had one job. That's not the point. It was pretty much, holy crap, your American hero said Hail Hydra.
No, he was brainwashed. It didn't actually happen.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
I love that shit. Everyone losing their minds because Captain America said Hail Hydra. Like, you idiots, it's a comic book. Wait 1 month and they'll explain it.
People cried.
It's supposed to make you go, I wonder what happens next. Not immediately take it at face value and start whining on Tumblr.
You know, back in the 80s, early 90s, people would say, well, what's going on? Nowadays, people are like, well, fuck you.
Because
think about it. There's no like, no, you can't do that to me, man. I'm not going to watch again. Well, you're going to miss why he did that.
Exactly. And
that's
why I loved that when Hogan went, you never expected it. Fucking Bobby the Brain Heenan. Love you, but you had one job. That was something, like, it was just, oh my God, Hulk's gonna help him, Hulk's gonna help him. Yay, American Hero, yay, got your little pillow thing, and the next thing you know, Hulk Hogan, what? Mom, I don't want this anymore. Why? Hulk Hogan's not my hero no more. All hail Triple H. And that was it. But it made a lot of money because NWO revolutionized professional wrestling.
I enjoyed Hulk Hogan's turn. I thought it was a brilliant move.
What are you talking about? Whose side is he on?
What are you talking about?
Yes, sir!
Get him, Hogan! Go get him, baby!
Come on and get some of this now.
Who's bad now, boys?
Hulk Hogan arrived. Hulk.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God.
Is he the third man?
He's the third man.
What the hell is going on here?
Hulk Hogan has betrayed WCW. He is the third man.
Look
in
at this
picture.
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my God. Are you?
But whose side is he on?
Like Mike said, you had one job, buddy.
One job.
Dumb.
Thank you, WWE Network, for helping me find that without having to dig through YouTube. You.
It was like right there, and you didn't have to do any kind of major search or shit.
Nope, just had to go to the right time.
There you go. Well, yeah, I guess that works. Why not?
It's still funny to me. I'm sorry. Hulk, let's talk, man. I'm going to give you this sheet of paper.
Well, who was it with him? Was that Tony Schiavone?
Yeah.
Tony
and Dusty.
Okay, so Tony was trying to save it. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
That was Dusty.
That was Dusty doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's like, I could just see it. I could just see it before the show happened. Hulk, look, I know you're the American hero. I'm going to give you this piece of paper. With it, it's going to be a couple of writing. It's a blank check. I'll leave you to it. That, to me, that was just the tip of the iceberg. And then.
Okay, Hulk. Here, I've got this nice champagne shield for you. I lit some candles around the room. I want you to meet my checkbook. Here. And I'm just gonna leave you two alone for a while.
With an R&B version of Ted DiBiase's theme song.
Whatever happens, happens. Oh, and here's a can of black spray paint. Feel free to put it around your shin.
God, Heenan had only one job.
Still a big moment. It is funny, if you go to watch the DVDs, WWE did cut that part out of Heenan blowing the whole thing.
Because they weren't stupid.
So anyway.
All right.
So moving on from 20 years ago to modern day, TNA is moving back home to Thursday nights.
Is there a night they haven't been on at this point?
Yeah, pretty. Wednesday. Wait, crap. They've been on Wednesday.
They've been on Wednesday.
They have been on every single day of the week.
Mm-mm. Not Saturdays.
That's where they started.
Never mind.
They started on Wednesdays on pay-per-view, then they moved to Saturdays when they got the Spike. Then Spike moved them to prime time, which went to Thursdays, and then they flip-flopped days from Friday to Tuesday, now back to Thursday.
I remember now. Okay.
At some point they decided, we're gonna go head-to-head with WWE.
We don't talk about that.
And then they quietly went back to where they started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. They're moving to Thursday nights just in time for, you know, SmackDown moving on the 19th.
I'm sure that had nothing to do with anything.
No, it had everything to do with everything.
No, they had this planned like 6 months in advance. This is a completely professional decision. and not like abject panic that they'll lose what few viewers they actually have left.
This is what the president said.
Obama?
Not Obama, no. The Pop TV president.
Oh.
Okay.
He said, There are at least 2 million people every Thursday night who are trained to watch wrestling in that time period. So, you know, why not? Let's try to get some of them.
It's...
That was the same rationale they had when they moved to Fridays.
That, how did that work, Rock?
Moved to Tuesdays after that.
God, they sound like Solomon Grundy.
But what if this was...
No, they were born on a Wednesday.
This is genius, TNA. You know, we talk all about Final Deletion and we riffed it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
If they were smart, since they knew they were probably moving at the end of that, they should have promoted that they were moving Thursday nights instead of promoting that on a Thursday, 2 days afterwards.
Yeah.
In other news, Boom Studios will be releasing WWE comic books and graphic novels. John Cena, Sasha Banks, The Undertaker, and The New Day all featured on covers. So far.
Some of those covers are bizarre.
Yeah, they are. They really, really are. But they're giving it a go again.
Yeah, it's one of those things where every now and then I see their comic books pop up and I go, huh, sure, all right. And then the comic book sucks and you never hear of them again.
My question, there are sites out there dedicated to talking about comic books, just like there are sites out there dedicated to talking about professional wrestling, right?
Yes.
No,
how soon before we have a site popping up to talk about how pissed off people are with the writing in the WWE comic books?
His name is Lewis Lovehog. He does Atop the Fourth Wall, and he's got a long video series about how fucking dumb pro wrestling comics are.
Okay.
If you ever want to read an acid trip, go read the Warriors' self-written comic books.
I have one of them.
Can we not?
How high was your IQ before you read it?
Higher than it is now.
Higher than
that. Did you go to the Church of Destrucity?
Of what?
The Church of Destrucity.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No.
Destrucity was Warrior's personal, like, life philosophy. The merging of one's destiny and reality.
Okay.
This is the tip of the fucking iceberg. It's a magical thing. You have to experience it.
No, you really don't. No one should ever experience that.
No, the thing is, like, Boom Studios is the company doing it now. They are the ones who took over the Power Ranger comic books, and the Power Rangers kind of went the exact same route. Everyone just kind of wanted to do, like, the super cheesy thing that you kind of expect from them, and in comic book form, it does not work in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
And they, much like the WWE, just kind of went from studio to studio, everyone trying it out, and everyone basically doing the same shit, and it never sells. Boom really, like, knocked it out of the park with their Power Rangers series. Like, they've actually gotten some interesting stories, and they've actually managed to develop, like, the cheesiness you remember and keep it nostalgic, but still have it contemporary, still have the storytelling being, like, really good. So they definitely have the staff on hand that could handle something like the WWE. I think it's in the right hands for once.
All right, hopefully it is.
Yeah, where's Mace? We're talking comic books.
Finger.
Do I have to pull out the creepy old sounder, dude?
No.
Okay.
You never have to pull out the creepy old sounder, dude.
Anyway, Tim, I say you send us a break now.
Okay. My goodness. Everybody listen to WTR, Sunday Night Wars Talk Radio, right here on Paul Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back right after this quick little timeout. We've got a whole bunch more coming your way, including more of the all-time greatest right here on WTR. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Fake it.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This Thursday, July 14, on The Rack.
Another thing, too, the Iron Man match. You seem to be familiar with the business, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Iron Man match. That was a no. Vince didn't want to do that at all.
Right.
Forget it. Two little guys for 1 hour? Come on, forget about it on a pay-per-view. I really convinced them. It took me a while, but they did it. And my God, that was so good. I was sitting in the audience. I wanted to feel that moment. And I was actually crying how much I enjoyed that match. You don't think those two kids were happy after? Oh, my God. That's something I'll never forget.
Hear the entire interview with Pat Patterson Thursday night, July 14th at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It has returned.
I am looking for Sarah Khan. Oh, God, wrong house.
This is so not safe.
WTR Riffs presents the final deletion.
Oh, my God, there's like an army of drones.
Ah.
Oh, dear God.
That's not the kind of riding you're supposed to do on a lawnmower.
Jeff,
no.
Okay, I'm starting to think that these guys have more money than sense.
What am I looking at?
Jeffrey Nero, what are you doing?
Oh, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
Why do you always try to kill your brother with fireworks?
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
Thank God, it's over.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
You couldn't think of any other song to do with food but that one? You couldn't have gone to the Weird Al Yankovic discography and picked out something from him? Especially the most iconic song he's put out, the parody of the one by Michael Jackson, Beat It, called Eat It. You couldn't have done that one? Would have been so apropos. You had to play Warrant, Cherry Pie.
Because I know you like the song.
Yeah, I like the songs, hair metal from the 80s. And yeah, I did meet these guys.
That's the only reason.
Name dropper.
Yeah, that was another.
Name dropper.
There you go.
You're welcome.
No, I only played the song because I know you like the song. That's all. I was doing you a favor.
You just assumed I like that song.
I know you like the song.
I don't hate it. It's not in my playlist, though.
You actually have a playlist?
Well, you know, for my drumming.
Oh, for your drum. Anyway, welcome back to WTR Sunday
Night. What?
Nothing.
All right, I'll do it. Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night. Let's talk right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Are you guys hungry?
I just ate a cupcake, but are you hungry?
Oh, cupcakes.
I know. Cupcakes are good.
Mike, are you hungry? Mike, are you back?
Mike is not back from...
Must have gone to the kitchen to get a snack. Omega, are you hungry?
I'm kind of munching on a Pop-Tart right now.
So that would be kind of like you're feeling a little peckish. You could nosh. Rock will get that.
What a Jew. Anyway.
Have a lunch. Sure, there you go. I actually made from scratch homemade pasta noodles.
Did you know?
I did. And I made, and I still have half the dough left over, but I made these pasta noodles, and I cooked them up, and then I made a tangy tomato sauce, and then I took sweet Italian sausages and cut them lengthwise after they were cooked, because if you try to do it before they're cooked, it won't work. So I cooked them first, and then I cut them lengthwise, and I took the pasta noodles and mixed it with the tangy tomato sauce and put it in this little mini casserole dish, and on the top, I just put the sliced up sweet Italian sausages, and then I covered it with about 5 feet of mozzarella cheese. Not literally, just figuratively. There was a lot of mozzarella, is my point. And then I baked that in the oven, and there was so much that I had to have leftovers for dinner tonight. So I did, and it was really good. And you know what? Making your own pasta from scratch is really, really, really easy, and you don't need a pasta roller. You can do it by hand. I thought you guys would be interested to hear that. I could be wrong. Am I wrong? I'm probably wrong.
Nothing.
Nothing. I just,
dead.
I was trying to do something and it took a little longer to load up, so here we go.
Welcome to the Man Kitchen with Tim Stein.
That's all I got.
That sounded so queer. All the homosexuals out there listening, please don't take offense to me using the word queer, because I did not mean that as a negative slang with a homosexual bent. I mean, queer is an oddball, weird, not normal, which is the original.
Welcome to the Man Kitchen with Tim Stein.
That wasn't all that much better.
So if we're...
Welcome to the Man Kitchen with Tim Stein.
No one better?
That was the wrong kind of bites.
Welcome to the Man Kitchen with Tim Stein.
That was just funny.
You want the Chipettes?
Alvin's sister.
Anyway.
Now they weren't related.
Here's one more.
It's just for some reason. Okay.
Welcome to the Man Kitchen with Tim Stein.
Oh shit, pass that helium balloon to me.
The fun you can have.
Shit.
With the many voices of Microsoft Sam.
Microsoft Sam, that's just scary.
Here's one more.
Welcome to the Man Kitchen with Tim Stein.
Who the fuck let my dad in here?
We stalled enough time. Mike's back.
Mike's finally back. Mike, we're just talking about what I made for dinner last night, and there was leftovers.
Ooh,
for me.
Which name?
I made pasta from scratch. Wouldn't you like to learn how to do that without a pasta roller?
Pasta. Mm-hmm.
Homemade pasta. Do you know how easy it is? It's so easy, you could do it after watching me make it.
Anyway, there's a topic on the run sheet, Tim.
Yeah, what's on the menu? You know, and I just started talking about food and stuff like that because of what's this little mini segment of yours is going to be. And I never okayed it. You just brought it up and said, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know, because you showed me the menu from WWE. Oh, my God. Okay, here's the deal, guys. We're going to create wrestler-themed meals. You got to make an appetizer, a main course, have a drink, and then dessert. Tie it to your favorite wrestler, wrestling moves, whatever. Okay?
Oh, and for the record, you had like hours to like say, no, I don't want to do that segment.
Yeah, I don't want to do this segment.
Too late now, you're doing it.
Some bitch.
Jesus.
The communication.
Holy guacamole, Batman.
It's on point.
All right, so, Vega, do you want to try to make an appetizer?
Michael Coleslaw.
That was, hey, wait a minute. That was good.
How about an entree now?
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Before you like get carried away, how did you come up with that? Was that just the top of your head or were you prepared?
I've been jotting down one or two here and there.
Okay. Okay, so you just had like a list of shit because, unlike some people, you actually kind of sort of prepared for this.
It appeals to my evil pun nature.
Yes, because it kind of worked. And it wasn't even a malapropism.
Ooh, that's a big word.
Yeah. Do you know what a malapropism is?
No.
No? Let me think. Okay, you know the Lethal Weapon movies? When Mel Gibson is in character as Martin Riggs has the ability to utter malapropisms?
No.
Okay. When Martin Riggs says, oh, look, it's the girl from Infernal Affairs, as opposed to Internal Affairs. That's
what I'm saying. Oh, so he's wedging it in there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I will admit there's a few of those.
There you go. Yeah, that's a malapropism, so. Okay, so there it is. There's your appetizer, Mike.
Appetizer, I would have to say, no, that's a fucking dessert.
Yeah, that's the appetizer is your opening, your order.
Heartbreak hash browns.
That's breakfast.
It's still an appetizer.
Why heartbreak?
HBK, Shawn Michaels.
So you see him being kind of potato-y?
Possibly.
Well, I guess we'll get that one go.
Okay. Let me think. For an appetizer, the third appetizer on the menu, John Cena calamari. No?
John Cena.
I'll
give that a 5 for creativity.
Cena calamari, squid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we'll go to Omega for the entree.
JBLT.
God damn you!
I hate you.
No, because I was going to use JBL.
So was I.
You're kidding. We all three picked JBL? All right, fine. Mike, what was your JBL dish?
Mine's was what was it? Was it the jumbo? It was a jumbo barbecue longhorn steak.
God damn.
But I can change that and get Johnny the Bull Stromboli.
Ooh.
I'll give that about 7 on creativity on that one. That's a good one.
Okay, my JBL was a ribeye.
I'll give that a 4 out of 10.
Just add one letter, guys.
And Omega wins with one letter. It's just JBLT.
Nice. Or the All-American Cheeseburger.
Okay, you know what? That one's a 7 as well, Rick.
All right, let's go with
Mexican. My main course is actually Mexican.
Okay.
The Luchador Nacho Taco.
We're racist.
Ooh, KO Buffalo Wings.
No, the KO Montreal Smoked Meat Sandwich.
You got it.
Kevin Owens is from Montreal. They're famous for it's famous for its smoked meat.
Okay, how about a dessert? Oh my god.
You know how I said I was jotting a few down?
Uh-huh.
I didn't make it past the entree.
You're kidding.
I couldn't think of anything for drink.
Okay.
Well, kind of skip drink. Did you want to go for dessert and then drink? Or do you want drink, seeing as you don't have one for either?
I don't... What good does it do? I'm stuck at this point.
Well, come on. Think off the top of your head, because I didn't write shit down. I'm just coming up with crap.
I'm trying.
Hey, Mike.
Come back to me.
Omega.
Oh.
Mike.
Come back to me.
Tim.
Tennis match.
In my head, there's a pong game going on right now.
Yep. The pink. Or plink. I don't know. Natalia's Nanaimo bars.
What?
Natalia's Nanaimo bars. You don't know what a Nanaimo bar is?
No, never heard of that.
You're kidding. Oh. It's a great Canadian dessert.
Of course it is.
Yeah, and it's made with dark chocolate.
Oh, jeez. God, that was... Why didn't I think of that before? Okay.
I got one.
Hey, wait. No. Mike, you wait your turn. Omega just thought of something.
God, it's always the easy ones that slip your brain the quickest. D'Lo brownies. Duh.
God damn it. All right, go ahead, Mike.
Sexual chocolate fudge cake.
You don't even need to add the fudge, but nice touch.
No. You could even go sexual chocolate ice cream.
That's a 3.
Fuck you. It's only a 3 because I said it.
No, because the cake sounds better.
don't be shooting down fudge in fudge cake, because it's not the same thing as chocolate cake.
So he didn't even need to add the fudge, but it was a nice addition.
It was a nice touch.
Saying if you just did sexual chocolate cake, I would have been cool.
Sexual chocolate fudge cake sounds better.
That's why I was giving him props on that one. God, Tim.
I know you're giving him props. I'm just saying, like, okay, yeah, we're like saying the same damn thing. Jesus Christ. All right, can't believe you don't know what Nanaimo bars are.
King Kins goes, Dean Ambrose, everything plus the kitchen sink ice cream sundae.
Ooh.
About a 4.
Oh! The Rocky Road ice cream. Come on.
Okay.
6.5. 6.5.
Russian judge says 5.
Russian judge a prick.
All right, what about a drink?
Steve Weiser's.
Nope, too easy.
Long Island Iced Z.
There you go, but no.
Okay, yeah.
It's already, I think he's already using that one.
He already is using
Damn,
that one.
You didn't specify. All right, fine.
Gotta actually be, you actually gotta come, become creative on that one.
God damn it.
What about a white ravishing Russian?
Oh.
I give that an 8.
You could do a black ravishing Russian because you have a black Russian and a white Russian, and black Russian's made with Kahlua.
She's white.
Samoan sunrise.
Oh.
Okay, I'll give him a 7 on that one.
You're on the ball. You're on the clock, Tim.
Jack, Brian, Danielson, and Coke. No, not so much.
Sandman 7-Up.
Shut up! I hate you guys.
Sex on the Bash at the Beach.
I hate you.
That one's good.
Y'all some bitch.
Capital Punishment Cola.
That's about 6.5.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting hungry from this.
Just wait until I actually show you the menu that was actually created.
Not a filling dinner.
Stop sending us pictures, Tim. And
okay,
actually...
So there actually is a menu. We're not just doing this just to bullshit and
no,
kill time.
No, someone actually created a whole menu that inspired the segment.
Oh, jeez.
So once Tim says his drink, we can move on and actually you guys can read the thing.
Man, all I need is another week. I'd come up with a good menu.
All right, then you're on the clock. You have a week.
Give me the year.
Mic time.
So, Tim, have you come up with a drink yet?
Dean Ambrose and the set. Oh, no, wait. Dean Ambrosia.
Nice.
All right, I'll give that, we'll let that one slide. There's the menu that someone actually spent an entire time coming up with. They did appetizers, main events, desserts, drinks, and side dishes for the entire thing.
Yeah, I saw this, so I'm not clicking on that.
Let the guys take a look at it. The one that sticks out to me the best is the Superman Punch as a drink. Like Roman Reigns substance suspension, we don't know what went into it.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, look, they did the D'Lo Brownie, too.
They did, and the JBLT.
Aha!
But they called it a D'Lo Brown Sunday. Brownie Sunday.
Rob Van Hammond, you know what? Okay. Brock Lasagna.
Hulk Hogan is good.
Hulk Hogan's Kevin Nashos.
Oh, I love the Heart Wings.
I was just looking at things. Why the tally gotta be my British Bulldog is salt and vinegar. Owen is medium. Brett's hot. Not X Pacos.
Clip of him saying Brett's hot.
Got it.
So. Enzo Asmore.
Oh.
What the hell?
Bada boom! Realist. Yeah, realist dessert in the room.
Spaghetti Guerrero. I like that.
The German suplex cake.
The Hulk Hogan. Cesaro salad. Ricky Steamboat vegetables.
No, that wouldn't work.
No, it's on. Which one did you say, Tim?
Oh, I'm not looking at the thing. I'm just trying to come up with something for pizza.
What did you say?
Pat Patterson.
Who you can hear this Thursday night on the rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The French Canadian who made it good and was the very first intercontinental champion.
He'll be on the show Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
On the rack.
On the rack.
Santino Sicilian slices.
That's actually pretty good. So that's what inspired this segment, since we needed something to fill some time on the show. Now, before we get to the all-time greatest.
Now I want to make, like, come up with recipes for real food.
You should. You should put them in a cookbook.
What am I going to call this cookbook?
From the Man Kitchen?
Ta-da! Yes, all you got to do is head over to mankitchentv.com, and you can actually click on and get it downloaded, order it in a PDF from the Man Kitchen. Yeah, it's a real book with real recipes. I really wrote it, and Rock really helped. Like, really helped.
Yes, I did. Anyway.
He was really helpful.
Anyway, before we get to the all-time greatest and quick hits, it's time for your fantasy, WTR fantasy update.
I don't even want to hear it.
Rage.
This week Omega had 7 points.
Thank you, Revival.
God damn you, Revival.
Oh, such a fucking whim, but it's paying.
Tim ended up with 4 points.
Yeah, shut up.
But hey, all your people were in action. Except for Roman Reigns. So that's a plus.
Well, the only thing I say about that is at least this week Roman Reigns didn't cost me points.
It's true. Lindsay ended up with 9 points. Mike ended up with 9 points. And I had 14 points for the week.
Yeah, well, I've got one thing to say.
This town needs an enema.
So we're all...
Thank you.
Thank you for that one. So we're all basically fighting for second place.
What?
In this one, it's like first
draft
place.
Draft changes it all.
It could. Right now, the total leaderboard after 5 weeks, Lindsay has 113 points. Omega's in second with 62. Mike's in third with 60. I'm in fourth with 52. And Tim is in last with 28 points.
Yeah, and I just, like, I'm taking it on the chin.
And the hits just keep on coming.
But, Tim, you have people who could be winning championships in the near future, so your team could skyrocket.
You gotta hope so.
I mean, you have Sasha Banks. You have...
Oh, Sasha Banks. Come on, start winning and get me points, woman!
You have Seth Rollins.
Huh. I wanted Dean fucking Ambrose.
You had the number one pick. You could have taken Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, but Roman was holding the title, and we didn't see him losing that anytime soon.
No, I thought Kevin Owens would have won Money in the Bank, but he didn't win Money in the Bank. Hey, you had...
Damn it.
Yeah, you had 3 opportunities to take Dean Ambrose, but you took The Miz and Seth Rollins.
I was hoping and praying that nobody would see it, and I'd be able to sneak him in on the third round.
In the third round, you took Seth Rollins.
I know! Should have taken him in the second.
Took The Miz instead. You had back-to-back picks on that one.
Oh, don't even start with me.
You also have Apollo Crews, Chris Jericho, and Darren Young. You got Darren Young. He could make it.
I get 1 point because he shows up on TV in a promo.
Twice a week, so that's 2 points a week.
So there you go. But, so, you know, I'm guaranteed points with Darren Young right now because he's not going to be wrestling before this goddamn fantasy thing's over with. How long are we going for?
This first season is going to SummerSlam, and then we'll do a second season. Going till, I think, Survivor Series, or TLC will go to on that one.
Son of a bitch.
So, there you go. But Omega got killed by Zack Ryder this week.
I am happy for Zack. God damn it, Zack.
He killed you on Raw, then he killed you on SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
He better not kill me on Raw.
Wins the Raw main event. SmackDown, he debuts new music that was produced 4 years ago and beats a former World Heavyweight Champion.
And he'll be crushed by Rusev this Monday, please, please.
Why did he go after the U.S. title when the guy who robbed him of the IC belt he won at Mania still has the fucking belt?
WWE logic.
Because he's standing up for America.
God damn it.
But yeah, Titus, so, alright.
But hey, there's a lot of fantasy points up for stake tomorrow night on Raw. There's a battle royal, so you know all the guys we probably have at the bottom will be on TV.
Oh god.
Go Golden Truth, go. So that's your WTR fantasy update. Stay up to date at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, where all the results get posted on a semi-regular basis. Now we'll do the all-time greatest.
Why don't we do the all-time greatest?
What was that, Tim?
Let's do the all-time greatest.
Ha! Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
We are getting close to the end of this all-time greatest. This matchup is between the Warrior ending Honky Tonk Man's IC title reign in 1988, going up against the return of the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels in 2002. Mike.
Shawn Michaels was promised or told that he could never wrestle again. And then 2002, where he returned in the ring. Seeing that was amazing. But to see the Honky Tonk Man lose his title reign against the Warrior, that is also monumental. But Shawn Michaels returning to the ring in 2002 is my pick.
Omega? Omega?
No, I'm here.
It's like, did something drop? Like, what the hell's going on? Don't.
No, things to handle. I'm here.
Okay. So you know the matchup?
Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns?
Yes. Who you got?
Okay.
Who you got?
This one is weird for me because it's easy to vividly remember something in 2002. I was but a wee lad in 1988, and I was not up on my wrestling. I had no idea why the Honky Tonk Man was important or why the IC title reign he had was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I just knew the big colorful man was going to beat him up and beat him up real good. Back then it's kind of a huge thing to have a champion go for that long and then suddenly lose as quickly as he did. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the big things that they gave to the Warrior to do to put him over for better. You know, results may vary, but you know, at the moment, it was a huge deal. It might just be personal nostalgia for me, Shawn Michaels coming back to the ring, because, okay, that was my wrestler as a kid. That was my favorite guy. You know, and to be told, no, he's never coming back. He's injured. You know, he's too injured. He's too broken up. And here he is. He's back. He's actually wrestling again. Like, to get back one of the best performers the WWE ever had when you're told, no, you're never going to have him again, that's a huge thing.
All right, Tim, who you got?
Well, you know, Honky Tonk Man holding the IC title for as long as he did. I mean, it was a WWF record. And, oh, look, here comes Warrior. How long did it take him to pin Honky Tonk?
Like 30 seconds.
Something like that. It was a huge thing. But the whole thing about Warrior was a storyline where the eventual end of the run would be him winning the title off of Hulk Hogan and being a champion who had to give up the IC belt to be able to hold the WWF title because you couldn't hold both belts back then, at least in this storyline. It was all part of that storyline. It was just a thing, and it was time for Honky Tonk to drop belt anyway. And Shawn Michaels never wrestling again. His back's too buggered up. Oh, my God, he's returning to the ring. What's the bigger deal? Shawn Michaels coming back.
And 100% of the voting audience agrees with everyone. So Shawn Michaels returns, moves on to the
final. I like when we all get along.
To the final four. This time it's Hulk Hogan versus Shawn Michaels in 2005, taking on Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect in 1991. Omega.
You have a match that's famous for all the right reasons and a match that's famous for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I know. That Perfect Hart match. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So famous for all the wrong reasons. Technical classic and all this.
Technical classic and there's a fucking heart in it.
God. All the wrong reasons. All about the final deletion error.
Oh, God.
So fucking wrong. I will admit, it's been fun having it in for this long. Mm-hmm. Because We can talk just like out of pure entertainment, Hogan versus Michaels was hysterical to watch. It's also HBK wiping his ass with the business. Yeah, I have to admit, it's funny. It's also kind of dickish. So, you know, it's the moment where we kind of, where I kind of pay, oh, he found God, but he's still immature when you give him the chance. Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect put on a clinic. You know, that's, you know, when we're talking about the moment, when we're talking about, you know, some, you know, the proper legacy that one of these kind of votes and one of these kind of picks should have, that's the kind I would think of. You know, when you're going to put on a technical mat classic between two of the best of all time. You know, and you know what? You know, they're both entertaining in their own way, but in this case, I will go for, I will go for the more proper wrestling match of the two.
Mike?
It's, just Michael, like I said, right reason and wrong reason. Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan. I just want to be sure. Yeah, I want to be sure if I can supersell. Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect. Classic. But, to me, I gotta go with what I can remember as well. Hulk Hogan versus Shawn Michaels.
Going with what you remember then automatically just disqualifies your choice because this is one versus the other. If you don't remember the other, then go on YouTube it because you know that it's coming up. You've got a whole week to study it.
Touche.
There you go.
There's something called the WWE Network. It's available for $9.99.
Yeah, there's that too.
Anyway, his vote still counts. Tim. Yep.
Hogan Michaels was hilarious. It was like the legend of the 80s, early 90s, the legend of the 90s, early 2000s. They finally clashed. They finally met. Hogan says, oh, I gotta win, brother, because I'm Hulk fucking Hogan. I'm paraphrasing, I think. Maybe he didn't exactly say it that way. Shawn Michaels rolls, I can see him rolling his eyes. Sure, Hulk, whatever you want, man. Yeah, I'll do the job for you. I just hear Shawn saying something like that, but in Shawn's voice and not mine. In a really bad imitation of something.
Brother, 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 brother.
Well, you know, I don't get it, but I don't care. It's all right. Ooh, yeah. Wait a minute, wrong guy.
very wrong. Very wrong.
So wrong it ain't right. I'm sorry, I saw Macho Man Randy Savage play Bonesaw today, because I watched Spider-Man.
Oh, brother.
Bonesaw's ready? Anyway.
Oh, brother, 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 brother.
There you go. Oh my God. It was fun. It was over the top. It was Shawn Michaels overselling on purpose to make a point. It entertained the crowd and pissed off Hulk Hogan, which was a double bonus. Still, it's not an all-time greatest moment. It was a travesty and a tragedy of a match because of that. It wasn't a classic because of that. It was a spoof. Because of that, it was a parody. It was a satire. It was not a great moment. It was a funny moment. It was funny as hell. It was even funnier that Hogan took so long to catch on. And then when he did catch on, you could see how pissed off he was, but he still went through with the entire thing the way they had it scripted out. It was funny. It wasn't a classic. Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect is one of the top 10 all-time greatest matches in the history of the WWF/E. Mr. Perfect wrestling with an extremely buttered up back. This was the match that basically helped get Bret put on the map, I do believe, because he won the IC title from Mr. Perfect in this match, did he not?
He won the IC title, yes.
Spoilers.
And, yeah, spoiler alert, from like, what, 20, 25 years ago?
Hey, someone on this call hasn't seen it.
Reverse spoiler alert. There you go. Then I recommend you guys YouTube it, you asses.
Again, it's available on the WWE Network.
Network for only
You're just mad because I have a gold bat.
Yes. So there you go. Anyway, the match was absolutely incredible. Fantastic. One, like, I'm serious. It's one of the top 10 all time. And you guys, last week we were saying how great SummerSlam IC title main event was between Bret and Davey Boy. This is on a level even higher. And extra respect to Mr. Perfect for selling and taking the bumps that he took in this match with a buggered up back. He went for back surgery right after he dropped the title. He dropped the title mainly because of his back. Well, partly because of his back and partly because it was Brett. And they were starting to push Brett in 1991. Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect moves on.
But does it?
It better.
The people vote. 63% went to Hulk Hogan versus Shawn Michaels.
You whores.
You were just in love with them like 5 minutes ago.
That's no, because
I voted I love them. They're whores.
You people
I love you whores.
Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, you're fucked up. Mike.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else who voted in the online poll.
So do I turn it over to the chat room, or do I get to decide?
Let's see what the chat room says, and if the chat room is 50-50, let's see what you say.
Okay, we'll give the chat room about 30 seconds to catch up on the thing. But yeah, that's what happens.
Time to know that I'm only kidding about the whore part.
Well, Mike, those
the voters. You didn't say anything about the people in the chat room.
Some are the same.
Shush. Only the ones that vote against you, then.
Because apparently no one's commenting. So,
yeah, vote for my love, people.
Jesse's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. Hogan Michaels versus Brett Perfect. One of the perfect matches, King Kittens. One of the top 10 all-time greatest matches ever. Ever, 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 ever.
As we wait for everyone to decide.
Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect in 1991. There you go. King Kittens just voted Hart Perfect. Who else? Anybody else paying attention enough to vote? I know. Somebody is listening.
We have a Sean Hogan.
Text, tell me how she's voting.
We have a Sean Hogan.
And Hart Perfect. So that's a tie.
Fuck! We have another Perfect.
Help.
We have another Perfect.
We got another Perfect Hart from Starscream. So 2-1 for Hart Perfect.
I'll give people, like, what, 20 more seconds?
Sure.
Figure it out.
But I want that text message.
You want the text message? Why do you want the text message?
Because I want the vote from the text man.
God
damn it, tied it up.
User 84496 HBK Hulk Hogan. It's all tied up again. No one can make up their mind. So we have to wait on the text messenger.
God damn it.
So we're gonna sit here and wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna hunt Pokemon.
Vote Pokemon. Vote the right answer. Hogan Michaels is not the right answer in this case.
Oh, I really, really want to say my answer. I really, really do.
Okay, so she's still listening.
But she won't vote.
She hasn't yet.
Yeah. We're waiting on text messages now, folks. If you would like to text him, you're
thrilling radio right here.
As we wait, because we're going to need some time because, you know, delays and everything. Here's the trailer once again for the final deletion.
Oh, God.
It has returned.
I'm looking for Sarah Card. Oh God, wrong house.
This is so not safe.
WTR Riffs presents the final deletion.
Oh my God, there's like an army of drones.
Ah.
Oh dear God.
That's not the kind of riding you're supposed to do on a lawnmower.
Jeff,
no.
Okay, I'm starting to think that these guys have more money than sense.
What am I looking at?
Jeffrey Nero, what are you doing?
Oh, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
Why do you always try to kill your brother with fireworks?
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
Thank God, it's over.
So I bought us 50 seconds. No text message yet, Tim. Nothing?
Rock, you might have to settle this.
So am I allowed to settle this now?
Yeah, I guess you might. You better.
Ladies and gentlemen, moving on will be the matchup featuring Hulk Hogan versus Shawn Michaels.
Fuck you, asshole. Oh, wait, here comes text message. Hart Perfect.
Come on.
Tim, you realize you could have made up a text message like 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Yeah,
you
but couldn't
have just lied.
I could have done it, but no. I
hang on, I'm getting a text.
Moralistically, I can't do it.
Wait, your morals? Really?
Dude, I can prove it.
I know you can prove it.
Like, you know, in a situation like this, I'm not going to cheat. There it is, okay? I don't cheat. I'm not cheating.
No, I just got a text from Horace Hogan. He says, fuck my uncle, Brett Perfect.
There you go.
So really, if you go with my vote and a text message vote, it's tied up again.
the person who sent the text message is the one that won that book, the John Cena book. Was it John Cena?
The last one I think we gave out was the John Cena book. Yes, I think it was the John Cena book we gave out last. I don't know. I have many books sitting here. Couldn't tell you what the last one we gave out was. So we have a tie again, Tim. What are we gonna do now with a tie?
Well, you picked the funny one over the good one just because you're a dick.
No, I didn't. It's simply because this is not all time greatest match. It's all time greatest moment. It's
SummerSlam moment. That was not a great SummerSlam moment. It was a parody. It was a satire. It was a tragedy.
The parody leading up to it was stuff leading up to it. The match was memorable. You still remember it today.
The match itself actually sucked because of what he did.
We're not talking about the greatest match of all time, are we? We're talking about a moment.
Yes, I understand that. And the moment that Bret Hart won the IC title was bigger than Hogan HBK.
Well, Bret has had bigger SummerSlam.
Shut up, you're wrong!
Bret Hart has had bigger...
I'm not budging, you're wrong.
Again, Bret Hart has bigger matchups. Like the one you'll vote on next week. Do I have to open up the poll again?
I'm glad we can handle this like mature adults.
Guess what I watched yesterday?
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I love that movie.
Yeah, did you not notice the intro?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, well, there you go. It was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Pay
attention to the goddamn intros. I do different one every week.
I'm catching Pokemon here.
I don't care.
Goddamn imaginary animals I was catching in high school. I'm now catching again.
So we're tied, basically. How do we break the deadlock? Because Hogan, Michaels should not move on.
Well, if you would actually let me talk.
Blah, 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 blah. You want to open the phone lines and let somebody call in and it's going to be Starstream.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, what I said was, should I open up the poll for another week and let people still vote on that matchup?
Well, in that situation, okay.
But you didn't let me speak because that's what I was trying to say about 2 minutes ago.
How about just open up the 24/7 rule? Whoever votes first in the next 24 hours wins.
Oh, where is it?
The poll is closed at the moment.
Oh.
I will reopen the poll at noon tomorrow. You'll have till the showtime tomorrow.
Yeah,
or next
week.
We'll reopen the poll for one more week for that matchup. Since no one can decide which one the right one is, which is Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan.
See, one of these days we're going to do greatest farce in pro wrestling history as one of these, and then you can vote for that all you want.
And I'll vote with you, because that's one of the greatest farces ever.
Again, it's a great moment.
It's not a great moment.
I remember it. Everyone talks about it.
That doesn't make it great. I remember shit that does make it great.
I remember Katie Vick.
That's memorable. That doesn't make it great. There's a difference between memorable and great.
So we have an inconclusive.
And I understand your insistence on the difference between match and moment. That's got nothing to do with this.
So, Tim is talking down not only to me, Mike, but he's talking down to the people. Are you going to let him do that to you people? Vote Shawn and Hogan all
no
week long.
No pander.
No pandering.
They have free will. They are free to choose whatever they want so long as they agree with me.
That was good. I appreciate that one. And you deserve a cookie. Can I send you one?
Will it ever get here?
Maybe not. What about if I did a video showing you how you can make the cookies that I make?
It's not sending a cookie.
No,
but instructions for a cookie.
You could show it to the woman and she can make them for you.
The woman?
I don't know. Don't you have one?
She's the female. Thank you very much.
Oh, the female. What's the difference?
Bringing my kayfabe here, man.
I don't want to break nothing except the internet. Let's break the internet.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
All right, everyone, put on your Vince Russo caps.
Ouch.
That requires a spike to be driven into my head.
We are going to do some swerves. Mike, in the mind of Vince Russo, under the mask of Mr. America lies blank.
Oh, God. Eddie Guerrero.
Alright, Tim. In the mind of Vince Russo, blank will win the WCW Cruiserweight Championship against blank.
He gets the easy one.
So I can pick anybody on the roster to beat anybody else on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
To win the Cruiserweight title?
The WCW Cruiserweight Championship.
WCW Cruiserweight Championship.
Again, in the mind of Vince Russo.
Juventud Guerrera gets pinned by the Big Show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or as he was known back then, the Giant.
The Giant.
Omega, in the mind of Vince Russo, blank is going to be murdered by blank, bro.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why does that have to be worded that way?
Because.
God, Omega's fantasy points are going to be murdered by Zack Ryder, bro.
Well, there you go.
All right. Works for me. Mike, the next wrestler to do a porn will be blank. His partner will be the rotting corpse of blank.
One more time.
The next wrestler to do a porn will be blank. His partner will be the rotting corpse of blank.
The next person to do porn will be Vader and with the rotting corpse of Stacy Keibler.
Tim, Asuka will turn face against blank because bitches be blank.
Asuka will turn face. Against Charlotte because bitches be tripping.
And Omega, in the new documentary, blank shockingly revealed that the death of blank was a blank.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that blanked me right out.
What?
Huh? What? I think he was serious. What?
I'm literally, like, too long, too many blanks. I can't follow that.
He's firing blanks.
I'm trying to keep all three blanks in mind and actually try to make something funny, and it's not working because it's too goddamn long.
Again, in a new documentary, blank shockingly revealed that the death of blank was a blank.
You want to type that out?
It's in the
screen. He did.
In a new documentary, blank shockingly revealed that the death of blank was a blank. Just a final
one. Ted Turner reveals that the death of WCW was listed in the terms of agreement to his AOL contract they didn't read.
There you go.
All right, sure.
Jesus.
Now, Mecca, question for you. You remember the Russo swerve machine?
Yeah.
This is where they all came from.
I kind of figured. I was praying to God you had another one to go to, because fuck that last one.
It exists on the internet. Vince Russo swerve machine. And I'll do it.
That's, we're done? Oh my god.
The Russo's War Machine didn't get better than the one it gave me the first time.
Yeah,
the Rise and Fall. We are creating a new DVD. The Rise and Fall of Sunny, Chapter 1, TLCS.
Not even going to say a word.
Because anyway, it's probably what I wrote to him when he sent me that message on Friday. Anyway.
All right. Yeah, it's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rest Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Next week, we'll do more of the same shit. Make sure you tune in at 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Hold on. Before you continue.
What?
Next week, we'll be previewing the draft and Battleground.
I was going to say Bull.
No, you weren't.
We're going to do stuff and things next week, okay?
I was being specific.
We're doing stuff and things. So you need to tune in for stuff and things.
Okay.
That being said, tomorrow night, tune in for another edition of the Rob Poe Show.
Yes, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw, including what decision Vince McMahon makes.
Yeah! Thursday night, listen to the Pat Patterson interview. The book is fantastic. It's an easy read. It's a good read. The interview will be just absolutely informative, so do it. Thursday night, The Rack.
Yes.
Eastern with Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, and myself will be talking to Pat Patterson. We will be talking NXT. We'll be previewing the draft and so much more at The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to rackradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter, rackradioshow, facebook.com/rackradioshow, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Rack Radio Show, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show.
Rack Radio Show, Thursday night. I think we got it. Thanks. Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as I can get to it, depending on UFC or whatever. It may be Rob's late. I don't know. It's another edition of CB Radio.
The weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last night's episode where we talked the top supposed action movies of all time. And so much more at CB Radio, #BlameRob when a celebrity dies. Midnight is Saturday night, CBRadioLive.com, CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm sorry, I was trying to not laugh, but then Mike laughed because of the reason why I was trying not to laugh, but Mike can't hold it because Mike has no ability to not laugh, and I cannot laugh unless somebody else is laughing.
You can.
And then I kind of laughed too.
You can follow us on Twitter @WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, @WTRSunnyNight on Facebook and Twitter. Go to RussellTalkRadio.com, vote for all the all-time greatest moments, and vote for the one that we're stuck on this week. You can also go check out WildTalkRadio.com, click on the banner on the main page, and right underneath the chat room to watch, you know, WTR Riffs, The Final Deletion. Go watch it. Enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. If we do more, you never know. We could.
Possibly.
You know, you never know. If something like that ever happens again, you never know.
How do we know then if we don't know?
Just stay tuned.
Oh, okay. So we should stay tuned. That being said, don't forget everybody, next Sunday night, regular time as scheduled, WTR Sunday Night returns with a preview of the draft. And also, we're going to set up WTR Pick'em for the next pay-per-view.
Battleground.
Called Battleground. Why do you do that?
Because you didn't remember the name of the pay-per-view.
I was being dramatic and using Cesaras. Google it. Don't ask. That being said, have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night.
No. Omega, plug stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got
fuck you.
Omega, plug stuff.
So, yeah, unlike Tim, you know, you might actually remember that I have shit I do online.
Omega.
I don't know. It's confusing. You've got so many different names all over the internet.
Omega, do more longer vlogs.
No.
Yes.
They didn't need to be any longer.
I needed more to
listen to. Vlogs.
I needed more to listen to.
I have 900 uploads. You've got no excuse.
Yeah, he's right, you know.
I didn't care about the toys, but you all should care about the toys.
So, yeah. Everything I do can usually be found over on YouTube @TJOmega. TJOmega is also where I post over on Twitter. TJOmega is the website @TJOmega.org. And there's TJ Reviews over on Facebook. I update a lot of places, and I do a lot of things, trying to entertain the masses because I really have nothing better to do.
And go to his Twitter, find his eBay page, and buy his stuff.
Uh-huh, only a few days left to make up those MetroCon funds.
I suppose we should, like, mic plug something now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want your wonderful rise and fall chapters of TLC, come on down and see me on Twitter with the WTR Oreo, because you can see people rising and falling a lot.
Okay, one question. The fuck was that?
Oh, the sunny days Mike is having. He's very moist afterwards. Anyway.
God damn it.
Rage.
Omega, it could be worse. I can show you the picture Lindsay sent you earlier.
No. Can't.
Going to bed. Said I gone off.
Fun times. Fun times, everybody.
Yeah, Rock, what? Do you want to plug anything now?
See you next Sunday night, and all week long, we'll along the airways at Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com. Say goodnight,
okay,
Tim.
Okay, so you've already plugged and you're not plugging, but everybody else can plug and I don't plug? Fuck you. Okay, follow me on the Twitter machine. Do you hear me? Follow me on the Twitter machine at Flames Forums. Track me down on the Facebook, facebook.com/menchefs. You'll come across a page that says The Man Kitchen. Follow it, for Christ's sakes. All right, there, I'm done. Get off my lawn.
See you Thursday and all week long. Along there with the Well Talk here in New York.
Bye.